Barrhead. Sometime in the summer, town of Barrhead residents may notice that the industrial recycling bins have changed color, going from green to yellow. However, that is not the most significant change to the bins, which Public Works staff will be able to load from the front. On January 11, town councillors unanimously approved a recommendation to purchase 85 recycle bins for $85,000. A Red Deer company will make the bins and funding will come from Public Works reserves. The recommendation first came before council for their consideration as part of the 2022 expedited capital list, but administration deferred the item citing the need for more information. The bins will come in different sizes, including 9 capable of holding 2 cubic yards. Another 24 will be capable of holding 4 cubic yards and 12 will be capable of holding 6 cubic yards. Chief Administrative Officer Edward LeBlanc noted the bins would replace existing rear loading bins. Originally, the ask was for $80,000, but with the price of steel, we had to increase the amount to $85,000, he said. LeBlanc added that they attempted to retrofit some of the rear loading bins with limited success. This proved to be an operational challenge, he said. They weren't designed to be front loading bins. Count Rod Klumpf asked about how the locking mechanism would work as the current bins have plastic closing mechanisms which have been problematic, noting they were flipped open easily. Public Works Director Brant Ross agreed, noting one of the problems was that people would open the bins from the top and put uncollapsed boxes into the bins. These will have front slots, so you will have to break the boxes down first, he said. Count Dave Sawatsky, whose business Sanderman's Home Hardware often uses the bins, was concerned that his staff might not have access to the bins from the top, noting his staff is sometimes unable to break down the boxes. I'm picturing my staff trying to slide the boxes through the slot, he said. Ross said that is unfortunately not the case, adding it is the industry standard to have the public access the bins via the slots. One of the problems, in addition to people not breaking down their cardboard, is that they would lift the top and put their garbage in the recycle bins. With the slots, that is much harder to do, he said. Count Anthony Oswald asked why Public Works decided to go with a Red Deer firm rather than having them made locally. Ross replied that he did approach a local business but that the quote was substantially more. Sawatsky asked what they planned to do with the old bins. Sell them, he said. Possibly to local farmers who use them to store grain or other items. I can also check to see if other municipalities are using rear loaders that might be interested. There is a government website to put them on, so I don't foresee that we will be stuck with them. Ross added he expected the new bins to arrive in the summer if not sooner. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.